8:42, we're back on our Focus on Education program. We'll go from high school to middle school as we also welcome in this morning to our program middle school principal John Jarosch. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. Doing well.
Well, Jason's a busy man during this time of the year. How about you?
Oh, yeah. We've got some things going. First off, I want to start off by saying nice job to the delegation that they had their spring concert last night. Mr. Francis and delegation did an excellent job. There was some group numbers and some the students did a great job with their solos.
Great, fantastic. I'm sure it's a highlight for them as they wind things down then.
Exactly. And we also have coming up on Thursday, we have the spring band concert there at the Hevelone Center, and I believe 7 o'clock.
Okay, so folks can come out for that. Mm-hmm. You have fifth graders coming in this morning, I understand.
Yeah, we have fifth graders coming in from, St. Joseph and St. Paul and I think Cedar. Anyway, we'll have a group coming in today about 10:30 to the middle school, and we give them a tour of the middle school, and they eat lunch at the middle school. And then the other elementary schools in town, I believe, come in next week. And there's a number of things we do to get the fifth graders ready for middle school. We visit each elementary school and bring our little locker board with us, because the three things that students tend to be worried about at the middle school when they come up is getting into their lockers. And sometimes I do wonder, the person that designed those lockers, they're kind of a different style, and they are tough to open if they're, you know, if they like kids or not, because it gives them a hard time. It's a hard time to get into those lockers. But we send a board with. They practice when they have orientation that I'll talk about in a minute. They have time to practice opening their lockers. But they're worried about lockers, and they're worried about how lunch works. And they're also worried about getting lost. So we take care of those three things, and then we can deal with the most important L, which is learning. And so we've got a group coming in today, and I think another group coming in next week. And then we do have orientation coming up in the fall. We have the students with last names beginning M or A through L coming in August 8th. And I believe that starts at 5:30. It's a ways off. And then M through Z comes in August 9th for their orientation, where they get to go through. They'll have their schedules. They'll go through their schedule. Parents can be with them, lead them through, and help them get into their lockers.
All right. I don't know if you know this or not, at the end of this year, so how many eighth graders will you be sending to Jason's building next year?
I think we're sending in between 150
and 160. Okay. Pretty good size class then, mm-hmm. isn't it? Mm-hmm. Well, you have some exciting things going on next year, don't you?
Yeah, we've got, at the middle school and throughout the district, we're always trying to find things that are going to keep students engaged in education. And the middle school years are really important as far as keeping students engaged in education. And so one of the things we're going to do next year is we're actually going to end our official school day. Our eighth period will be over at 3:12. And right now it's over at 3:28, but what that allows us to do is twofold. We will be incorporating an enrichment activity period where teachers will will take two quarters, and they will have a club or an activity that students can go through to during that time. To do a number of things, to build more relationships with kids, to enrich the middle school activities, and also a part of that will be a ninth period where if students are struggling, they will go to an extended period where they'll work with, if they need help with math or language arts, and so that intervention period will take precedence. But if students choose to be in one of the activities, or if they're required to be in a ninth period, they will be in school then until 3:45, and that gives them time to make the bus. If students choose not to be in activity period and choose not to or aren't required to stay for ninth period, mm-hmm. they will leave the building at 3:12. If they walk, they'll leave the building. If they get picked up and they don't want to participate in activity period, aren't required to stay for ninth period, they will be picked up then, but they will have to leave the school grounds at that time. Of course, the bus students will be supervised until 3:45, and they're going to be highly encouraged to participate and maybe required to participate in one of the activity periods. And some of the activities are really coming through with some interesting activities that they've already have planned. We have a forensic science club being led by one of the science teachers. We have a coding. We've got a 3D printer recently at the middle school. We're going to have a coding to 3D printer activity. There's a Sum Dog math activity, which is fun math where they get more enrichment in math. We have a chess club that's going to be starting. And some of the things that are in the works that we're hoping to develop is we're hoping to, or a sixth grade intramurals, where the sixth graders at the middle school don't have a lot of activities they can participate in. They can't participate in athletics until they're in seventh grade. Mm-hmm. And so have an intramural, maybe basketball, flag football, volleyball for the sixth graders. We're hoping to get something lined up with 4-H to come in and do something, one of the activities. Builders Club, we'd like to get that going again, which is the middle school Kiwanis group. There's a scrapbooking club that we've had in the past, a drama club, a hunter safety class we've had in the past. We've had a member of the community come in, and that leads me to something I don't want to forget to talk about here in a minute, but we have a community member coming in to hopefully to do a hunter safety class, an art club, and also we've had a community member come in and do an investment club, and we're hoping to have that included also. And one of the goals of this whole program is to make more connections with the community. And so if there is a community member out there that has a good idea for an activity that they would like to come in and put on for that time, we would welcome a call. Call me at the middle school, and we'll see if we can get that lined up, because a community school relationship or interaction is so important. And so that's one of the purposes. We also, one of our school goals is to have students monitor their own progress and problem solve to improve their own academic achievement. And that ninth period and being able to participate in one of these activities would help motivate students to do well in school so they can participate. Another goal, and I think one of the strategic planning goals coming up, is to enhance students' educational journey by creating compelling and innovative learning experiences. We also, this activity period will help reach that goal. And of course, our goal is always to develop effective relationships with students. And so this will really help out.
So as you ask for the help from the community, again, the commitment would be what, for 9 weeks then?
What we're asking teachers, the minimum would be to meet once a week.
Okay.
From about 3:15 to 3:45. Now they can meet as many times a week as they want to. Some teachers want to meet twice a week, and that's great. But then we'll rotate that per quarter, and some teachers will want to repeat theirs. They can do it as many times as they want. The twist in there, though, is if they have students that they want to have come in for ninth period that are struggling. And so that's going to take some coordination. We're still working out all the logistical bugs. It used to be handled the ninth period and things like that, the intervention period, was held within the team, and so now we have to be a little bit more innovative in how we utilize Google Docs and spreadsheets and things like that, for all teachers can get on and see who's got who which period.
So you definitely are giving them a lot of choices, though. These students are going to have a lot of different choices.
Yeah, and it's going to be things that students are going to want to participate in. And so, you know, I know maybe some parents are thinking, well, school's over at 312, all students are just going to want to head home. We're going to encourage all students. You know, we have so many students involved in athletics. Those students are going to be required in some way to, we don't just want to supervise them in the cafeteria. We're going to highly encourage them to participate in one of these activities, because practices aren't going to start until 3:45 like they normally start.
Okay. Anything else for us in regards? I'm assuming you're going to get this info out to all the parents and everything over time here.
Right, and some of it went out in our newsletter already. Okay. But we also, what I neglected to mention is your instrumental music and your vocal music, that will give them some time. And they can't require kids to come in for that, but if they want extra time with vocal music and instrumental music, they also, those teachers can utilize that, because we're always looking for more time for our delegation and for our fine arts departments.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds like you've been busy working away here.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's just, you know, that middle school age is just so important. Yeah. Keep them engaged. And another thing, you know, bottom line, one of our teachers said, we just got to have some, we got to have some fun at the middle school. You know, some, you know, state standards and everything are so important and reaching those standards, but it's also important to get kids excited about school and make them want to come to school for a reason. Instead of, you know, we want to enrich and get kids fired up about science or get kids fired up about writing as opposed to, hey, we've got to make sure we get to this standard.
Yeah. Okay. As we wrap it up here, before we take our next break, since I got both of you here, students who are first coming into the middle school, obviously they're probably a little nervous about how things work. Same with high school, going from middle school to high school. So I guess, Jason and John, both of you, what advice would you offer to the parents of those kids as they get ready to make this move into a whole new building? John, you want to go first?
Yeah, what I would just say, just as I would say with just about any aspect of education, is just be involved. If we have an orientation, make sure you come. Go through your student's schedule with your son or daughter. Practice, help them open in their locker. You know, it's kind of funny because as sixth graders, they're just awesome. They come in and they're nervous and they're a little worried, and after about 2 weeks of school, it's like, we were worried about this. This is, you know, their kids are so resilient and they're so flexible that it's old hat to them in no time at all. But just as parents and guardians, just be there for your kids and support them. Be involved in their education. You know, it's almost impossible not to be with all the technology. I mean, you could get on Infinite Campus on the parent portal and you could see what your son or daughter had for lunch today. If they had an extra bag of chips, I mean, it's incredible. And so just be involved in your kids' education. Encourage them to strive for a little extra.
Jason?
I think it was well said by John. You know, we really would encourage parents to be actively engaged in their child's education. We would want them to attend activities. We'd want them to attend our freshman orientation. We'd want them to form groups of parents that enjoy doing things together and attending all the different activities. Those kids know that you're interested and you're invested, and I think that's one of the best advices. I think also ask questions and don't be afraid to follow us on Twitter or our Instagram account, the district's Facebook account, and know what's going on and being there. I think being there and being present is a big part of it. I'd also tell parents, just relax. It'll be fine. As John said, the kids are going to be fine, and we're going to do our very best to get them prepared for their life after middle school and for high school.
Like John said, after 2 weeks, it's old hat for the kids, but the parents are probably still wondering, is it okay?
I think it's just a growth for a whole family at times. You know, it's something new, and I look back at my own self and our family. I think it wasn't at the time easy to do, but I think just relax and know that your kids are in good hands, and our teachers and our administrative team are going to do our very best for them every day.
Guys, thanks for coming in this morning. We really do appreciate it. I know you got things going on, so
yeah, I would like to. I know all three of us would want to recognize today as National Teacher Appreciation Day, and we would be remiss to not thank all of our teachers and all of our district for the fantastic job they do preparing our kids every day, teaching innovative lessons, working with activities, coaching, all the things that they do to make Beatrice a better place and our kids more prepared for life after our educational settings.
Can't happen without them.
No, they're troopers. They're great.
Jason, thanks.
Yep, thank you.
John, thanks.